Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to welcome everyone in here this morning to the Clay County Corner here at the historic Clay County Courthouse. We're coming to you live and in living color on your radio dial at 101.5 WVFB-FM, Kix Country. And it's a pleasure to be back here with you this morning. I've been off a couple of weeks. Susan's been in covering the show the last few weeks, but I think I'm going to be up for a few weeks, and I've got some interesting guests coming up today, and got some news to talk about, a few things there. And but right now, after this little brief intro, letting you know where we're at and what we're doing, we're going to take a little short station break, and then we'll be back. I've got a few things to run down, and then we'll have our first guest. I've got Mr. Danny Stone here with me this morning. He's going to talk about fishing, and maybe there's no telling where we'll wander off to here in a few minutes. So we'll be back just in a moment.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181. For Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome everyone back here to the Clay County Corner here this morning. We're coming to you on this bright, sunshiny morning, and the weather's cooled off a little bit. This turned out to be a pretty good summer this year. We haven't had a lot of real, real hot days yet, but I'm sure there'll be a few before the first snow, but I've got a couple of things here to talk about for a few minutes before we get to our first guest. First thing I want to do is remind everyone about the birthday and anniversary club sponsored by the Salina Dairy Queen here in Salina. We have an answering machine set up here in the courthouse, and if you will call 243-5574, and leave your name and the name of the person you wish to honor and a telephone number so we can contact you if necessary with a birthday or anniversary that's taking place in the week prior to this week's show or every week's show. We'll get them into a drawing, and they will win a birthday cake from over to Salina Dairy Queen, which is a pretty good prize. And also, I've got a few announcements here to make. We've got the Moonshine Days coming up here in a couple of weeks. We've got, the 9/11 tribute, our little type thing we have here around the square for our first responders in Clay County on the 9/11 day, where we line up all the fire equipment here around the square, and everyone comes out. They can actually get on the fire engines, look at their equipment. Then we blow the horns and just celebrate our first responders here in Clay County. And then also a few more things we've got going on. I'm going to give a shout-out to the guys over at Dry Fork, Kentucky. They've got a big cruise in coming in this weekend over at Thomerson Park. And the nice thing about this one is they give you some free food over there. They don't charge you anything to get in, then feed you. So you can't beat that. And let's see, here in Clay County, we've got the Chili Cook-Off coming up. So that's coming up here before long. Of course, Moonshine Days, which I know we're mentioning all over the radio station up there, trying to get folks back to the square for that. We have moved it back to the square here in Salina, and we have got just all kinds of things going on, and I'm sure I'll try to get Susan back on here one day if we can get her to talk about it a little bit. Sometimes it's hard to get anything out of her, but we'll try to get a little bit out of her. And then also, I want to remind everyone that school is back in session, and you'll be careful around school buses picking up and letting students off, so be careful there. We've got football season fixing to start up here before long. We've got girls volleyball that'll start here right now. I guess it may have already started. We've got golf going on, and also we've got our junior pro football, which is cranked up with our different age groups there, and we'll try to get a couple of those coaches on here one morning to talk about our junior pro football. I know I've spoken to Jason Hamilton. He said he'd be glad to come on some morning and tell everyone a little bit about the junior pro football that's going on. We've got that about covers most of what I've got here this morning. I've got my first guest sitting over here, just chomping at the bits, waiting to talk about some of the things that he likes to do. Danny Stone, who is with the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency, and I think his official title is he is a creel checker. He goes out and measures people's fish for them and records all this stuff down and then turns it back in. We have little fishing reports that come on that tell all the news stations where to go find all the big fish. Of course, Danny knows all that himself. He's got all that in his head. That's why his head is so big. He's got all that information in it. Danny, if you would, talk to us a little bit about what's going on with fishing this summer around Dale Hollow.
It's been one of the best years that I can ever remember on fishing on Dale Hollow, especially the largemouth bass. We've had all the tournaments since the winter time. It took in the upper 20 pounds, the mid 20, 23, 24 pound, and the summer night tournaments have been taken by a fish limit, you know, down most of the time. It's been really, really a good year of fishing. The smallmouth fishing is beginning to recover a little bit. Some people are still struggling, but then I've got reports of some people having great catches. The walleye fishing was great in May and June, and now we have some people catch some real nice, some 5 to 8 pounders while jigging spoons in about 32 feet of water, and everything's looking pretty good.
Okay, Daniel, let's talk about some of the, I know we haven't done it, the fishing method. You said a jigging spoon for walleye. What does that involve? We hear it all the time. Of course, a lot of people watch the fishing shows, but
right. The first thing you've got to have in this deal is a good depth finder, a graft, and you can see these fish. They'll suspend about 2 or 3 feet off the bottom, and with a time out there on the water, you'll understand what you're looking at, and you just take most people use a 3/4 ounce Hopkins spoon and on about 17 pound test line and just get right over those fish and vertical jig it, just jerk it up and down. And, you know, they're catching more in the morning hours than they are anything.
Okay, are the fish in a temperature suspensions while they stay at a certain level?
Right, right. The walleye stay very near the thermocline most of the time. And, of course, this time of year, the big method is trolling, you know, through the early summer and midsummer. When it gets late like this, it gets the deep. Very few people can get down there and troll with them with trolling plugs. They can troll the nightcrawler harness and get that deep, but this spoon method works pretty good. There's not a whole lot of people does it, but the ones that do it is catching some really nice fish.
Okay, I remember one of my old fishing buddies that used to do a little bit of trolling up on the lake, and we used to kid him about dragging hot and tossed till he pulled the paint off, and that's Ira Barlow. I remember those days where they would go out, and if people don't know what trolling is a real, real strenuous way of fishing. You put a rod and reel there and put a plug on the back of it and drop it back a number of yards behind the boat, lean back in the boat, and watch it go.
It's really changed, Mr. Watts, in the last 20 years. When I first started working in 1980 on the lake, I would have lots of walleye trollers in the daytime and trolling nightcrawler harnesses and plugs. And now the trollers have learned that they can catch some more fish of a night. And most all of it's taking place now of a night, the trolling.
Well, yeah, I know trolling on Dale Hollow, tremendous reputation. I know the world champion smallmouth was caught trolling a bomber. And like I said, trolling is just really, it's putting the bait down where the fish is. And the secret to it, of course, as you know, is finding the depth that they're at. And with depth finders now, of course, these old fishermen, they remembered those things
right.
From the times of the year. And they would go out, and I know different plugs go different depths. And,
right. You know, you can use different weights lines. I mean, 6 pound line will let you troll a lot deeper than 10 pound line. And these people got all this figured out now and to keep the bait in the strike zone where the fish are at a lot better.
And I know you probably addressed this a little bit too. I know in the former days of 20, 25 years ago, you When smallmouth, of course, Dale Hollow's always had the reputation of being the smallmouth lake, but there was a decline there for a number of years, and trolling was about the only way you could catch basically any fish on Dale Hollow for a number of years.
Well, there's still a lot of these fish now, the smallmouth especially, are getting out in the middle of the lake and suspended in those minnows. And, you know, some of us bank beaters, we're struggling to catch them at times, and there's a few people that trolls downriggers up here on the lake for trout, and they're catching more smallmouth than they are trout out here and catch them 40 and 50 foot deep while trolling spoons and just out over the river channel, over 100 foot of water.
That's deep for a smallmouth,
right,
isn't it?
Right.
Well, Danny, you know, I know we talked about the recovery of the smallmouth. How about that recovery? Are there a lot of, overfish being caught, or are there a lot of slot fish?
Several slot fish, not very, very few overfish. You know, we don't know how many fish died. We'll never know. What caused it, we really don't know for a fact what caused it. It was something we think Mother Nature did, and we hope Mother Nature will get it straightened out. You know, that has more control over anything than any of us humans can do.
You know, I know I've seen some biologists that will say, you know, handling the fish, especially in a lake like Dale Hollow, which is the purity level in Dale Hollow is probably as good today as it was when it was impounded, that by just maybe sometimes touching a fish.
Well, when you catch a fish and it jumps around down on the floor of your boat and the boat's got carpet on it, that's just like sandpaper to our skin. You know, you need to be real careful to handle them, try to get them in. If you're fishing a tournament, cool your water down, put you some chemical in there, some catch and release, and treat them. That helps put the slime back on them, you know, and get your water cooled down to about 75 degrees, and that don't put them through as much stress as it does.
I know I've seen some of the lakes where that the danger of bringing in foreign microbes or whatever, the fact that, you know, they make you maybe basically steam clean your boat before you put
right.
it in the lake and then clean it after you get it out.
Right.
I know we're not anything, we're near that point here in Dale
right.
Hollow,
well,
but,
you know,
we do need to be conscious of things like
that. The fear of the Asian carp, you know, they're coming up the Mississippi River now, they're coming up the Cumberland, they're in Old Hickory, they're all in Kentucky Lake, and, you know, we don't want nobody to transport those things, like catch them in a bait bucket, and that's the reason that law is that way. You know, you're supposed to not bring bait from one place to turn it loose in another lake because of that.
So we're not supposed to bring those minnows down from
right.
Indiana.
Right.
Try to keep them live, but get here to save a few bucks and not buy them locally.
Right.
But, Danny, I know the fishing contest you mentioned, I know that you fish quite a few contests in the summer. What about the participation this summer in the fishing contest?
It's been probably about average, maybe off just a little bit. This high gas, I think, affects a lot of people. The weights have been in any fish contest where you can weigh largemouth. The smallmouth weights on their Thursday night tournaments, and it's been off. There's not been many 21s. I don't think there's been a 21 caught down here on the lower end of the lake in these tournaments. There have been just a few at Star Point. But it's been, the smallmouth fishing is still, overall, is tough.
Okay, we need to take just a short break here, Danny. We'll do a little commercial to get us a little bit of money so we can keep people like you on the air. But we'll be back here just in a minute.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closer. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, Leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number. Call back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Welcome back, everyone. We're back here once again in our little corner room here at the Clay County Courthouse. Danny Stone is here with us this morning, and we have had a little conversation about fishing, among other things. One other thing I do need to mention here, that is the Grace Free Food Kitchen that's sponsored by the Salina Methodist Church over in their activity building. Every Tuesday from 11 to 12, they have a free food kitchen. So I want to remind everyone that's every Tuesday. Danny, let's put you on the spot just a little bit. Who's the best fisherman?
Best fisherman, it's hard to beat old Jerry Arms around here right now. Jerry and Steven have been hot. They're tough in the spring and the wintertime and tough in the summer. And they're good boys, and they've raised up out here on the water, and they're awful good right now.
They're tremendous sportsmen, aren't they?
I know. They're great fellows. That's the mainest thing about them.
I know they hunt, they fish.
Right.
And I know they've got children involved in athletics. They've got to do all of that. Because I know Stephen travels around a bunch in the summertime watching his son and daughter play basketball. But I kind of hoping you'd say that. Of course, they're both also former students of mine here at the old Salina High School. And I've been to a couple of fishing tournaments. Sometimes somebody will run out of anybody to fish with, and I'll run out of anything to do, and they'll invite me up, and I'll spend it. I'm not a very good fisherman, but I haven't learned to lie like some of them do.
It's all about having
like Joe Heifecker, maybe. Danny, what the rules, regulations, do we have any major changes in the last little bit?
Everything's about the same. Nothing's changed in the bass fishing or the walleye fishing regulations on Dale Hollow.
Okay, now what are the limits, the creel limits for each of the species, the major species up there?
Okay, the smallmouth limit, we still have a slot limit. You can keep one fish under 16 inches and one over 21. Largemouth fishing, you can have five fish over 15 inches. Or in a spotted bass, you can have five of any size, or you can combine all that. And a walleye fishing, of course, is five fish with 16-inch size limit.
Okay, the rainbow trout fishing in the lake, how is that?
It's nothing, Mr. Watson, like it was back when I was working night creel and you were working at Cedar Hill. They're having trouble getting them to survive. And the fishing pressures fell off. I'm working up here now some on the tailwaters of Dale Hollow and been dealing with these people, you know, and they're catching some pretty nice fish down about the middle of a Peterman's Bend on the river. But the overall trout fishing in Dale Hollow is not what it was 20 years ago.
Of course, you can't tie up down at the dam anymore, I don't think. Can you? You can't find one of those males down there and tie to it. And I know, used to the whole down area down there would be lit up with houseboats backed in against the bluffs, against the boat docks, and dropping a night crawler or a few grains of corn down about 40 foot and catching a 4 or 5 pound rainbow.
Right, down there. It was really good for a while, but now they're having trouble getting them to survive.
What about muskie on Dale Hollow?
They're still holding their own. There's of course, you know, I call him Mr. Muskie. E.C. Reagan has probably caught more muskie out of Dale Hollow than everybody else put together. And Mr. Reagan, he's getting up in his 80s, and he still will probably fish five nights a week trolling for walleye. And he'll go still catch a few every spring. He might catch two or three a spring. And there's still several caught. It's probably holding its own.
I think speaking to him, I think some folks, they've been doing some videos of him fishing, I think, to preserve. I know, like I mentioned the name a minute ago, Mr. Ira Barlow. I sit back and think of all the time, if we'd just carried a camera, we had a portable video camera, and went fishing with him one day. Mr. Spivey up there, some of those guys, Mr. Bayless Napier, some of those older guys that actually knew the river before the lake was impounded. If we had some video of them today, what that would mean to all of us that are here in Clay County, not only sportsmen, but, you know, those people are legends. You know, I think those are the guys that taught Billy Westmoreland how to fish.
Right.
And, you know, they were here.
Mr. Reagan, I mean, he's such a fine fellow, and he likes to talk to you about fishing, and he, you know, I hope I live to be his age, and definitely I hope I'm able to do what he does if I live that long, you know, and he still gets after him.
Okay, now another, the lake trout that were stocked in there, how many years ago has that been, 50 years ago?
I went to work in 1980, and at that time they were about 6-pounders, and I don't know the exact year they were stocked, but we caught some of them, and got people to fishing for them a little bit, and it was a big thing. Then they all died, and we're having oxygen problems sometimes in, you know, starting about September till around 1st of November, and those fish that lives down there, you know, 90, 100 foot deep, there's no oxygen down there around the dam, and, you know, they hadn't survived, and so we're not stocking any lake trout anymore.
Okay, and what about the walleye? Have we stocked any walleye?
Yes, sir. We try to stock around 250,000 every year, and we got some bonus fish this time. That means the hatchery, they have produced more than they thought it was going to produce, and we got another bonus load, and I don't know the exact numbers now, but we got plenty of them. They're catching lots of, we call them sublegals this year, you know, 12 to 14-inch walleye, which makes it look good for the future, you know.
Okay, and Danny, I know you, some of the things that the Wildlife Agency does to check the numbers of fish, I know shocking is something we hear people talking about. What does that involve?
Well, they use a generator, got big cables that drop down the water, and we don't do it as much as we used to. They do shock bow hollow about every 2 years and do a bass survey on it, you know. And you can't get the fish with what we use unless they're about 12 foot or shallower. So you can go out there on a bad day, a cold front day, and the fish are not up shallow, and you don't catch them more with it than you do a rod and reel. You can probably catch more because you can fish deeper with a rod and reel. But if fish are up shallow, it lets you see, you know, it gets all sizes. No matter what's there, you get to look at them.
Yeah. Okay. The number one thing, of course, is the smallmouth there. But I do know we have spring walleye fishing. I think everything I've heard, you know, that's been tremendous the last few years.
Unreal.
What's the method on spring walleye fishing?
Most of them are taking crankbaits or jerkbaits and just finding where the shad's at. Most time they're on channel banks or channel points thing and just cranking that thing underwater 4 or 5 foot deep, and that's how they're catching most of them.
That's kind of like what you used to do in stripe jumps.
Right, right. You know, and the stripe have really came back.
Well,
they caught a bunch of stripe this summer under lights. And, you know, there's several people, too, in May that will fish. It used to be Coleman lanterns, and now they're using green lights and putting down, and they're grabbing these shad and dropping them down, you know, and catching the walleye like that, and the crappie also.
That's just old-fashioned fishing.
Right, right.
You catch your own bait as
you're relaxing, you know. Only thing, it hurts you the next day when you've been up all night.
How about your arm and shoulder when
you've
been jerking?
Well, I hope it's hurt, you know.
Danny, I don't know of anyone who is better fitted for the job that you have. I know that it's nice to have a career and a job, but it's double nice when it's something you really love, like you love fishing.
Right. I enjoy it. I've always been a hunter and fisherman, and I live on a farm, and I've never had to work too many days inside, and I'm really thankful.
Okay. Danny, it has been a tremendous pleasure having you here this morning. I always enjoyed talking to you about fishing. I don't know if there's anything we've missed, anything that you can think of that from TWRA that we need to throw out at folks. I know a little sermon on boat safety. How about the program where the young boaters now have to do training and stuff? And
right, that's all through law enforcement. You know, we're pushing for, you know, our director made all of us employees start wearing a life jacket full time while we're on the water. And, you know, I've been out there all my life and hadn't wore one very much. And I'm so proud he made us start that and start a good habit. And everybody needs to do that. When something can happen and you think, well, you're the greatest swimmer ever was, and something happened to your boat and throw you out and knock you out and you're dead, you know. But that's the biggest thing, just everybody get out on the water and be safe and you know, wear your life jacket.
Yeah, I know occasionally we hear of, I think a couple of weeks ago, somebody drove a personal water vehicle into the side of a boat. Guys just, I guess, trying to play chicken or something with each other. I mean, foolish things like that. I mean, you know, that results in death on water. But usually, you know, you don't hear about accidents on water. People are careful. And I know another thing, too. Nighttime tournaments, we very seldom ever hear of an accident there. And I do know those boats move pretty fast up and down the water.
Most fishermen, you know, has got some common sense and use it, and they know when, you know, danger's around and things, and most fishermen are pretty careful.
Well, you know, that's pretty sensible people. You know, just not anyone can go fishing, can they? But what is the old saying? Buy a man a fish, and you feed him one day, and teach him to fish, and he can feed himself every day.
Right.
So we're firm believers in that. And Danny, like I said, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning. And right now, bid you adieu. And I think I've got another guest coming up here in a minute, but we'll send it out for a little short commercial break. And we've got to get a little money, and I also want to remind folks that, if you happen to be a business here in Solana and listen to this program, that lots of people are listening to this program, and if you want to get word out about your business, talk to John about advertising here on the radio show or just general advertising on the radio station. It's a good way to get word out to folks, and more folks are listening to us, and we'd like to have as many folks on board as we can. But once again, Danny, thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks for having me.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
This is Paula Boone with Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center in Solana, Tennessee.
Well, we're back here in the little corner room of the Clay County Courthouse. We've got the fans on this morning. We really don't need them that much. Weather's pretty moderate this morning, and looked like the Dale and Tom show got renewed for another season or two.
So absolutely.
So we're back here this morning, and he just handed me a little thing here on the Thunder on the Cumberland truck and tractor pull, which will be taking place here in Solana, Tennessee at the Clay County Recreation Park. And looked like it says it's September the 6th. Beginning at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, if the sled's up and working and everything's going right and we get started on time.
Absolutely.
Sometimes that doesn't happen, does it?
Oh, no. We don't have much control over some of those things, and weather's one of them that we certainly don't have no control over.
And let's see, looking on down this thing, says it's presented by the Salina Lions Club and the Clay County Volunteer Fire Department. That's a whole bunch of them, isn't it?
It is.
Is that everyone in the county?
No, there's about three different departments that goes together and puts this on.
And I know you see them out there working and taking care of everything, getting everything going, getting it ready, taking up money. Usually got Ronald Bailey out there taking up money. I guess he's trustworthy enough to even handle it. As long as you don't give him over $10 at the time.
Yeah, we got a lot of eyes watching him, so he's not.
And for more information on this, you can call 931-397-2130 or 615-572-0024. And this is a sanctioned truck pull.
Mm-hmm.
The Kentucky Truck Pulling Association, their series, and they'll have their series drivers there, and they've got pro stock four-wheel drive trucks, pro stock two-wheel drive trucks, and says your, I believe that is good LL5 tractors, and then
limited lightweight.
Limited light super stock. Somebody whispered in my ear that. I didn't know that, what all those stood for. But that'll be coming up on September the 6th. I think there's some guy that works over at Tompkinsville, one of the radio stations that travels around with that bunch.
I've heard of him.
And makes racket and stuff at those things.
Yeah.
I've heard that rumor. I don't know if there's any truth to that. We'll check with John on that and see if there's any truth to that. Well, Mayor, it's good to have you back here this morning. And as I said, looked like our show got renewed again the other day. So... any hot news from the county you want to talk about this morning?
First of all, again, as always, Thomas, thank you so much for the opportunity and everything. It's a privilege and a blessing, you know, to be able to come back up here and have the opportunity to talk to the folks out in the county and to bring them up to date about the happenings of our county government. And we certainly always want to try to do our very best to keep everybody up to date. And I know that you always invite me to come back up here the first Thursday, I think, after the county court meeting, and we just had one Monday night, and if I could, I'd run over the agenda of that to give everybody an idea of what went on Monday night.
Okay, sounds good.
We started out, as always, with a pledge and a prayer, and we also had a presentation to present to Mr. Ernest Garrison. Ernest is highway superintendent, been highway superintendent here in the county for about, I think, around 24 years. And he decided he's going to hang the reins up and everything, so he's retired. And so the county commission and all the elected officials and the staff and everything wanted to recognize him, and they presented him with a real pretty plaque and everything. And Ernest was very appreciative of that. And he's, on a personal note on my part and everything, Ernest has been real good to work with the last 8 years that I've been in office. He's always been outstanding to work with us and anything that we have tried to get done and everything. Also, we also wanted to recognize for a moment of silence for one of our fellow county commissioners and fellow county executive, school board member, and several things that he was involved in his lifetime and everything, and that was Cecil Langford that passed away. And we took a moment of silence to remember Cecil.
But Cecil always held a special place with me. Cecil was on the school board when I was first hired here in Clay County as a basketball coach and a teacher. And I think I've said this before, that I could always depend on Cecil for his support. He expected me to do my job. And when I did my job, Cecil was always there defending me. And Cecil defended our teachers. He was one of the best school board members I think that we ever had. And I know he also was a local businessman, and a lot of other things he was involved here with. And he was still serving this county basically up until he drew his last breath. And you know, you just don't find many people like that anymore. And Cecil was a tremendous character here in the county, had lots of good stories. And I know I had Cecil lined up to be a guest on, I guess, the morning that his last six spell hit him. And, you know, unlucky for me and unlucky for the county, I didn't get a chance to get Cecil on here, because there was no doubt in my mind that he could sit here for more than an hour and just talk about the county and the stories that he knew, the things he'd been involved in. Of course, some things he wouldn't want told that he was involved in. But Cecil was one of the... He was a statesman for the county, and he spent his political career and his life here in Clay County.
He did, and he was a wealth of knowledge. There's no doubt about that and everything. And he, when I first got elected in 2006, and that was when Cecil was elected to the commission, and probably the first week, I guess, he came to the office down there, and he always called me Judge, and I felt very... humbled by that. To me, he was always looked up to him as the judge as well and everything, because he did serve in that capacity as well. And like I said, you know, we've sat in the office many a days, you know, several several, you know, hours on time, you know, discussing things. And I always went to him and asked him, you know, what his opinion was on a lot of things, and respected him very highly.
I know he'd say, well, now, boys, we need to take a little bit better look at this before we go on.
Yeah, he liked to ponder, and Daddy, and that's one thing that I guess that really impressed me with him. You know, my dad has always told me, son, before you jump to any conclusions, I always step back and ponder a little bit on it and everything. And Cecil was like that as well and everything. So he certainly be missed by all of us around, and I know that his family misses him dearly and everything. So we certainly want to remember him. And
back on path again.
All right. All right.
We're bad about that.
We also had some notaries. We had six notaries that the commission looked at, and all six were approved. And motions, we had four motions. Trustees report, we always do that quarterly, and they did that. They accepted the trustees report. Also, one of the motions to accept the Maple Grove School, the school system decided to give that back over to the county, which the school system had the authority, and it was the deed was made out to the school system. And of course, well, the school system had bought the property several years ago when they built the school down there, and so they had school board members had made the decision to give that back over to the county commission to include it back into the county buildings. And the commissioners accepted that, and now we're in the process of making that a little community center, I guess what you might want to call it, or activity center or whatever, for that that community down there, because the commissioners and myself certainly want to make sure that, you know, that the citizens down there has something, you know, that they can have their little birthday parties or benefits or whatever. And also the county's always going to have a place down there for the elections and stuff like that. So we're working on that. The details ain't worked out yet, how they're going to handle it and everything.
Well, can I wander off a second on something there that I'd like to bring up? That a few weeks ago, one of the last great athletes from Willow Grove High School passed away over in White County, Roy Sewell. And at that point in time, Willow Grove High School may have had one of the best basketball teams in the state of Tennessee, and Roy was a member of that team, and I think he may have been one of the last surviving members of that. And Roy, of course, their family left here and moved over to White County, and he became a high school teacher and a basketball coach over there for a number of years, and was one of my early mentors when I started to coach basketball. But he was a member of one of the last great Willow Grove high school basketball teams here in Clay County.
Yeah, I didn't know. I'd heard Mom and Daddy talk about the Sewell family and everything. I never personally got to know any of them, because, like you said, they'd all moved out and everything when the lake came up and all that. A lot of that, yeah, folks moved out. And we're proud that, you know, that we're going to be able to do something down there for the citizens down there as well. And like I said, you know, we've got some details to work out on it, and we just I know the folks down there will step up and help, you know, oversee it and everything, and that's one of the main things. Just
and the building is structurally pretty sound still.
It is, yeah, and they did quite a bit of work to it. The school system did, you know, on the front side, you know, covering up a lot of the windows and putting some insulation stuff around. And my main concern was the roof, but they said the roof was in good shape and everything, because most time if you got a building it's got a good roof on it and everything, you can work with it. It's I went to school down there, I've got some, you know, personal feelings there as well and everything. So we're proud that, you know, that the school board wanted to do that, and I'm certainly proud of the county commission that they accepted that and look forward to getting the details worked out.
There were two great elementary schools down there. One of them over in Overton County, and then one down in Clay County. The independent school over in Overton County. I know Mr. Wilbur Smith has taught down there for years, coached basketball. I remember him, of course, when I was in grade school. The old independent basketball teams were great. But that's the end of an era, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And we got you bringing that up and everything. We used to have that. We didn't have a gym at Maple Grove, so we had to go to Independence and use their gym and everything. And so I was done out of school and everything whenever they really got them a basketball team going down there, the Maple Grove Falcons. And I know my sisters They played basketball down there and everything, and had a pretty good little team and everything. They went around and won several games and everything. So a lot of memories down there.
I do remember probably the best athlete as basketball coach that I had that came down there was Greg Brannon, who was a tremendous contributor to some of my better basketball teams.
We also had a motion to continue to pay a lease to John Maxfield. John is the one that owns the property right in behind the school. And I guess years ago when it was all done and everything, that was before, I guess they just really went out and done surveying of land and stuff. But anyway, they had it all surveyed several years ago, and the septic tank and everything is on his property. So created a situation there, but John is I went and talked with him the other day for a little while, and he is willing to work however, because he loves it down there, he loves that area, and he wants to see something happen. So we got that all worked out and everything. In the event that anything ever happened to the septic tank, we can go in there and do what we need to do and everything. And the other one was to approve the director of school's bond, and that was the motions that we had. And our resolutions was very short. We only had two resolutions, and that was to pass the budget. And we were able to do that. Resolution was to approve budget appropriations for a fiscal year, and the commissioners passed that. And also they passed they approved the tax levy, which is your tax rate, and it stayed the same. So we got that done, and it's on its way to the comptroller's office. And quick as we get the okay back from the comptroller's office, as everything looks good to them and everything, we'll continue. We'll get started on our new fiscal year.
Okay, we're going to take another short break here, a commercial break, and we'll be back with Mayor Reagan here just in a minute. We've got a couple more things to talk about. I want to ask him a little bit about the new building that's coming up down there now. It looks like it's pretty well moving along, and a few other things. But right now, we do need to take a little break and make some money.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we're here at the historic Clay County Courthouse, and quick thing, I think most people have finally discovered that the county offices and the courthouse is now down at the community center. I've had fewer people in the last little bit coming by wanting to pay tickets or get license or anything. The word maybe after a couple of years finally got around that the courthouse has moved.
Yeah, I know it was, a little bit challenging for a lot of folks and confusing and everything, but I think everybody has really been good to help, give people directions and stuff down there. I know that you still, like you said, there's still a few. We were up here last week before last, working around the courthouse, getting ready for the homecoming days and everything, and doing some electrical additions and stuff. And we had a few folks that stopped by, and then we'd have to give them directions down there. But it seems to be working out well.
I guess folks may have noticed we didn't have all those cords running out of the courtroom this time. We have got electric receptacles outside now.
Yeah, I'm proud of that, and I know you are too and everything. I know you played a big part in that and everything to help us get that taken care of. And hopefully, good Lord's will and everything, there's some more stuff coming down the pike that we can get done. As you all referred to it, the grand old lady here that we're working on a facelift and everything.
Okay, I think you've got some more county news there that you wanted to talk about.
We got the EOC Center. I know that we've been talking about that the last year, and we're heading down the home stretch now, and they're winding up with getting the paint and painting the walls and stuff and the final touches on it and everything. So hopefully within another month we can have a grand opening down there for that, and it's coming together. Like I said, when we started it, we started out with a three bay, and then it come in overbid and over budget, and we had to go back and rebid it, so we had to downsize it somewhat, but it's still going to be a nice facility and everything. So we certainly want everybody to come out and look at it and tour it and everything, because that was 100% grant that we got through the CDBG disaster grant through the a bad event, but hopefully a good outcome that can come out of it.
So probably the next time you're up there, you'll have some word maybe about an open house or something down there that let all the county come in and take a look at that?
Good Lord's will, we will. I think everything will be going, you know, we're working on the outside, getting some of the landscaping work done, the topsoil and stuff put around and everything. So also, Thomas, if you may, I'd like to keep everybody informed and bring them up to date of our new company that's coming in down at the industrial park, the Cumberland Bioscience, and they're buzzing like bees right now trying to get the building done. They're building a building inside a building, and all the labs and stuff is being put up, and talked with Ray, and he had had a phone conversation with Mitch as of yesterday that it's moving along a lot better than what they anticipated. Hopefully around January they're going to start taking some applications to start hiring employment and everything. So that's moving along a little faster than what we thought. We thought it was going to take about 8 months to get the building ready. So that's coming along real good. And also they informed me that it's looking like they're going to have more customers than what they anticipated and everything. At the first they had the one customer, which was Pharma, or Burke Pharma, and now it looks like that they've got several other customers that's interested in it. So that's a good thing. And it looks like that the number of employees, we don't want to start putting numbers on it or anything, but it's going to be more than what they anticipated and everything. So that's great.
Just exactly what do they do?
They down here we'll be doing, they'll be doing creating the antibodies. And the antibodies is what they take and send to their other plants to start the process of coming up with a treatment drug for cancer.
Okay.
And that's what it all starts from. And I told somebody the other day, you know, they're talking about the you know, the mice, the rats, the rabbits and stuff that they do that with and everything, and they kind of referred to it as, oh my. And I said, well, you think about it, you never took an aspirin or anything, it's went, you know, that you took that hadn't been tested by a laboratory animal. And that's just the way it is, you know, that drugs has to be tested by animals. And that's how they do it and everything. And here they'll be using the laboratory mice and the rats and the rabbits. And that's how they'll be testing these drugs to get the antibodies and everything. And it's going to be, it's very exciting. And I look forward to when we can have a grand opening and everything. And I hope that everybody will come. And if it's anything, one plant that they've got in Nashville, everybody's going to be, I was extremely impressed with it. And I'm sure that everybody will be here too.
I know when everyone thinks about those type of animals, they think, you know, well, you know, a rat. But, you know, if they've never been in one of these places and seen how super clean.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the things they have to do, the things they have to check, because, you know, there can't be any outside contamination of any kind inside that building where they're working with these animals.
No, it's very humane, that's for sure, and everything. And they take it very seriously, and because they're trying to come up with a treatment drug to treat cancer patients and everything. And that's, there's no one that's hearing the sound of our voice today that's not been touched somewhere in their family by cancer. And if there's something that we can do, play, you know, a small part here in Clay County, little Salina, Tennessee, be a place that maybe that they developed a drug to help treat that disease, that'd be outstanding.
Well, you know, it sometimes, you know, things go in circles. I know we've, for the past, 20, 30 years, we've talked about tobacco being a killer. And, you know, and the last thing we've heard is that this serum that's going, supposedly, that's going to help the Ebola outbreak over in the African countries is a concoction from tobacco plants.
Yeah.
So, you know, hey, this may bring this back as an industry once again, not for smokers, but to fight disease.
Right, and I mean, a treatment for something like that, you know, it could possibly, very possibly do that and everything. And it's just, you know, we're very excited. I am. We're very blessed that Cumberland Bioscience looked our way and decided, you know, that they wanted to land here. And I'm just excited about it and everything, because we've never had this type of industry here in this part of the area and everything.
You know, I know after a couple of setbacks, it's great to have something that looks very, very dependable and moving full steam ahead. And it, it, It has, and it, things like this will bring other things in.
Yeah.
You know, I've said for a number of years, I could think maybe what might have happened 40 years ago if we'd had a sign out on the interstate that said we had an Oshkosh outlet.
Yeah.
Here in Salina, Tennessee. But if we get the first one in, get the foothold in, people from other places see the work ethic of the people here, the things that the county has to offer them. You know, we're not just a bunch of backward hillbillies up here. We've got a few people that know what they're doing.
Absolutely. And that the ethic, work ethic that you mentioned was it kind of brings up another point of another company that got, and I am so proud of all of the companies we got here and the businesses and stuff, and no matter it's from the smallest to the largest and everything, you know, it's a blessing. And I'm just proud, you know, that we've got all those that are out there and everything, from the entrepreneurs that, you know, working on, you know, mom and pops and stuff and everything. You're very important in everything. You're a spoke in that wheel that keeps the economy rolling and everything. And V&F Transformers is another one that I'm very proud of, because I know that y'all probably seen it in the paper in just the last week or so that they granted their ISO credit rating. And I know that a lot of folks that may not understand what that is, but that gives them the opportunity that tells other customers out there that their product that they're making is safe and it meets all the criteria and everything of being a credible product. And that helps them in the marketplace getting more business and everything. So it's a big deal, and I am so proud of them and everything. And I know that they have been hiring some folks, and Ray had told me yesterday as well, you know, that they had mentioned he'd met with them, and it was looking like, you know, they're going to do some more hiring here in the near future and everything. So that's great. I'm proud of it.
And I've noticed within the last month, a new antique store up on the corner where we've had other antique people giving a little shop. It looked like we got some folks back in there. And we now have, like, what is the East Lake Cafe that opened a few days ago, and looked like there's quite a few cars there. So, you know, as long as we keep drawing people back into us, we got to give them a reason to come down on the square, Henry.
Right, we do. And speaking of that, I think y'all, I believe I heard you at the beginning of the show today, the Moonshine Days is coming up here in a couple of weeks. And I know they're buzzing around out there at the chamber. I know I stopped in out there yesterday and everything. It was like Central Station number one right there and everything. So they're getting everything together. So everybody make plans to come down and be on the square, because it's just beginning. This is going to be a busy time here on the square in the next few weeks and everything. Got a lot of things coming down.
Okay, Mayor, we're going to take another little short commercial break, and we'll be back and wrap up. And we've got to give away a birthday cake here in a minute and a few other things, but we'll let you finish up. I don't know if there's anything about the budget that jumps out at you you need to talk about, or if it's just a basic budget, but we'll get back here just in a few minutes.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back, everyone. Mayor Reagan is still here with me. If he's got a couple of things he wants to wind up real quickly with, we've only got to tell us everything you know in about a minute there.
Well, that probably won't take me a minute. I also want to mention another company that down in the east end of the county, Thomas, that Gray Wolf Ranch down there. And if you have the opportunity and you're down that way, stop in and see those folks, Daniel and Christine. They're nice folks, and it's like a riding trail type business, and they're very excited about it. Ray and myself had the opportunity to go down and talk with them here about a couple of weeks ago and everything, and they're They're good people.
Okay. Looks like we're going to run out of time here before I have time to give away a birthday cake. I'd like to remind everyone once again, 243-5574 is the number to call here and get the answering machine and leave us a message of someone you'd like to honor on their birthday or anniversary, and make sure that you speak slowly and clearly. Leave a name and a telephone number just in case we need to, make contact with you. We'll have a certificate here for the winner today, and they can pick that up out at the Chamber Building. We've got two birthdays this week. We've got Amelia Gannon, and this is a happy birthday from her Grandma Shirley. And we'd like to wish her a happy birthday, and also Rick Denton. And this wish a happy birthday from Larry, Kevin, Bonnie, Carrie, and I believe the last name was Ethan. It got a little bit blurred there toward the end, but I believe that is correct. And the winner of today's birthday cake is Amelia Gannon. So Amelia or Grandma Shirley, the certificate will be out at the Clay Chamber, and you can come by and pick that up. And also, it's not on a call-in or anything, but I'd like to wish my Aunt Lola Morris a happy birthday. I believe her birthday was yesterday, and it was a very, very special day for her and her children and her grandchildren and her great-grandchildren. But I'd like to especially wish her a happy birthday. I know we're winding down again here, but we won't, like I said, once again, remind everyone of the things going on, the truck and tractor pull, Moonshine Days coming up, the Grace Food Kitchen, our 9/11 tribute to first responders. I also want to remind folks that school's back in session. Be careful around school buses that are loading and unloading children. Our first football game is coming up here pretty quick. I think the volleyball season has already started. Golf is getting ready to start. The little junior pro guys that play out at the old Salina High School football field, they're getting cranked up. If you notice the lights on out there, they've been practicing heavily here for the past few weeks, and everyone needs to come out and support them. And once again, it's been a tremendous pleasure to be here with Mayor Reagan and also Danny Stone, who was on earlier. I know it's always great to have these folks here, and Danny give us a big rundown on fishing. Of course, Danny is a lot like Mayor Reagan. Now, we could sit here and talk for hours about fishing and other things. And, of course, today, Mayor Reagan, we didn't even get off on bluegrass music or music today.
No, we didn't.
We had some good music during homecoming days, Jerry.
We did, and there'll be a lot more coming down the pike, that's for sure, and everything. The birthday thing, does the Dairy Queen donate the cakes for that?
Yes, they do. And, the Dairy Queen, it's a special place to go eat. You know, most people think of fast food places. You know, go in and you pick a number one, and that's what you get. Well, that's not true out there. I know at breakfast time, I go in there, and if I just want a scrambled egg and a big old piece of country ham, I tell them what I want. They fix it. You know, they don't necessarily go by what's on the board up there. But they do have one tremendous bargain out there, and that is the $5 lunch thing, where they've got everything from chicken to bacon cheeseburgers, and that includes your meat, French fries, and right. Also a sundae for $5.
My goodness, that is good there.
And you can't beat that. And also for you elderly people, they do have a discount, an old folks discount. I tell them what mine is. So, and they've also got a little discount card that will entitle you basically a 10% discount. Once you spend $50 with them, they'll give you a $5 buck meal there. So you can't beat the folks out at the Dairy Queen.
Absolutely not. I appreciate it.
And, of course, all of our sponsors here that make this show possible, get out and go see them. That's how we're able to come to you every week. And once again, we're going to sign off, and may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.